No. I'm gonna move this over.
I really need to.
Yeah, you need to do something. So maybe we'll work on this tomorrow.
But it's Easter.
Yeah.
Mommy said that I could help her with the baskets in the morning.
That's a good idea.
Because I already know what we got.
How do you know?
Because I went with her to buy it. That's how I know it was for $40 worth.
Uh-huh.
Do you think Mommy would tell us that?
Well, she might. She might guilt you into it. That's a stereotypical mother thing to do, is to... After all I did for you, you ungrateful kids.
I carried you in my stomach for 9 months.
I bought $40 worth of candy for you. After spending all that money on braces.
Yeah.
It's kind of stereotypically mother things to do.
Yeah. I like it.
So, I just read an article that was about, it was an open letter to museums saying, stop making nonsense.
What do you mean?
The museum, there's actually an artist who is, for the last few years has been going around, and as his art, he's been commissioned by these museums to do these giant installations. And what he's done is put in these big circular slides, like water tube slides that you'd see at a water park. Inside the museum, outside the museum, people go up to the roof and they slide and they go all the way down to the bottom. They go from the second floor of the museum down to the first floor of the museum.
Ooh.
Like circular, like twisty, crazy things. And they're calling it art because he's come up with some techno uber craziness, like a tagline that said that the slide represents the cataclysmic slide from the ethereal perfection of heaven through down through madness into hell, or some ridiculousness like that.
Was that it, or were you just making that up?
No, I just made that up, it was something like that, you know?
Yeah,
some thing that he decided that going down a twisty slide was. And then the article cites several other pieces of art that are cool, but maybe not necessarily art from kind of a traditional standpoint. I see you making that face. Because why? Because I said not necessarily art?
Yeah, it's still art.
So that
if
was
you're gonna, like, look that... at this art that I've done, but it's art.
Yeah,
art is in the eye of the maker. I was going to say the beholder, but... I don't want it to be the beholder.
Well, that's the question that I was going to ask you, was what, where is the line between art and nonsense? That's what the article called it, nonsense. Or is there a line?
I don't think there's a line.
So where does art end?
That's the point.
Yeah.
Art is always.
Art, everything is
anything.
Art. But what defines art?
Something from your heart and your brain that you put into like a visible or like audible thing, putting your emotions or your thoughts or anything into something, or how you think about something, into something that other people can, I know this word, but I can't think of the word, just give me a second here, experience.
I thought you were going to go with interpret.
That's what I think
experience.
Art is.
I think that's a good definition.
Thank
you. I like the use of the word experience. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. Because, yeah, I guess, I don't know. I was gonna say, like, the doodles of a bored person. Is it art?
Yeah.
Do you want to put it in a frame and stick it up on your fridge, or?
My look at my backpack. That's made up of months, this entire school year, months of doodles and just drawings and
But all of those
writings.
drawings and those things that are on your backpack, they have meaning.
Yeah, well, yeah, but like, and some of them are just like little lines that I just scribbled, like little scratchy lines, or little just squares, or just random shapes that I filled in. Just these random little things all over it, but it makes something as a whole that looks cool.
So does art have to have meaning?
Yeah, I'm starting to think. Cause I need to weigh things in my head.
Sometimes I get the sense, like when we go to the when we go to Mula. Mula? Yeah. Museum of Latin
Museum
American
of
Art.
Latin American Art.
When we go to Mula, I get the sense that obviously there's some talent, there's some understanding, but every time I go, I get the sense that the pieces of art that we're looking at evolved from something deep within somebody. Especially if you see
Yeah.
multiple pieces by the same artist, you start to see this theme, this focus, this.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna like in the one towards a big exhibit of the one artist.
Yeah.
The one that was there last time was the one. It was pages from a book, remember? And it was like the human body, and they turned it into like things.
Yeah, all kinds of
The
doodles all
pictures,
over the
yeah.
pages, yeah.
Like those.
It makes me wonder, does the meaning come before the creation or after? Does art, I don't know. Do you have the experiences in your body and that inspires you to create in a certain way? I mean, I always take it back to my comedy. I have, if you listen to my jokes, if you see my sets, if you've seen me over and over and over, you see that my act fit into a certain style where you could picture my intonation, you could feel my emotions, you could see my body language, and it was the same all the time. And I think those pieces of it were because of my life experience. I didn't design it that way. I didn't say, well, I'm going to do this here. But my emotions and my feelings that I had inside me inspired a certain something. And I'm wondering if it's the same as art. Must be, I guess.
It is
Because
art.
it's art. Interesting.
I think all art does have meaning, even if people don't see it, even if the artists themselves don't see it, because it comes from somewhere still, something.
So you're saying like it could have meaning that isn't fully understood?
Yeah, so you subconsciously think these things, so that, and it makes you like, and that's where it comes from in you. So even if the artist doesn't know what the meaning is, there still is a meaning.
I could see that. Interesting. So I disagree with this guy in this paper. I think museums should continue to allow nonsense. I want to go on a twisty slide.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do something about those hands tomorrow.
I know. Are we going to bleach them?
You're going to... Maybe I'll just make you wash some dishes with them.
No, I've washed my hands like 30 times today.
Yeah, but you didn't wash your hands with the...
with bleach.
With the mold remover spray.
I don't want to wash my hands with bleach.
Well, maybe I'll make you clean the bathtub.
No. Won't that hurt me?
Or the toilet. No, I do it all the time. It doesn't hurt me.
Because you have, like, horse hooves for hands.
No, I really
They're
don't.
So rough.
I have soft, girly
no,
hands.
No, you don't.
They are.
Your fingers are so rough.
I don't think
they
so.
feel like, since they're, like, hard on the outside and they're squishy. Sorry! And they're squishy on the inside. They feel like when a tomato is just starting to get rotten. So you squish it, and it, like, squishes around, but they're still, like, the hard outside. That's what your fingers feel like. This is what fingers should feel like.
I'm not feel. Touching that.
It's not... It's not going to get dye on you. It dyed into my hands.
Yeah, well, not touching it.
Feel.
No, thank you.
Fingers should be squishy all the time.
You're thinking that 13-year-old girl's hands are soft and supple, and the 49-year-old man's hands are manly?
Yeah.
Whatever. Sipper, I'm making waffles for breakfast. You are getting
the really, really good ones?
Define the really, really good
ones. The circular ones that cut into fourths?
Yes.
Yes.
Homemade waffles.
Those are so good.
Yes, they are.
Those are my favorite kind.
Mm-hmm. You've only had two kinds in your whole life, so.
No, I've had several different kinds of waffles.
Not that I've made.
I've had many different kinds of waffles.
Oh. Are you like a waffle expert?
Yes.
Don't judge me.
What I do for a living.
Waffle.
You're like the wine taster. Phone. People are like the professional chocolate taster. I'm just a waffle taster.
Mm-hmm. Alright, well, I'll try to live up to your high standards.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've had many waffles in my day.
Cut off a little piece? And...
Instead of starting to pray, I almost just said my phone number. Do you remember like these... All the things that you have permanently in your head, I always mix them up. Sometimes I'll say, like, I'll start to say, like, happy birthday or something while we're gonna pray. I almost just went 5-6-2-3-3-3-1-8-6-0.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Well, I left the last few numbers out.
Yeah.
They'll never find me.
Yeah, unless they want to make 7 calls.
Unless they want to call me.
Yeah.
Why would...
Hey, Sydney. Hi, this is Steve.
Love your guys' show. Big fan.
Alright, come on. Don't say a phone number.
I'll say all of our phone numbers.
I mean a prayer.
Oh. I'll give away our... I'll just, like, say your address, your credit card number.
Social Security.
Yeah.
I'll be explaining to the bank. I don't know how my identity got stolen.
All right. You gotta prepare for a good night's sleep, nigga, tomorrow. But...
Jesus, we'll have a good day raising from the dead.
Yeah. That. But your healing animal is back. Thanks, guys. Have a great day today. Let's have a great day tomorrow. Now we'll have a cool Easter. Amen. You know what we should do tomorrow? Do we still
cook
have that?
Cook ham?
I thought you said cook cam.
No.
I was like, who?
Ham.
No. Do we still have whipped cream in there?
Yes.
What you do, you get your hard-boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have food coloring?
We just bought some... Pause.
Is it food coloring?
No, it's like the little tablets.
Oh, we need food coloring. What? Darn it. There's this thing. You get like a big bowl,
mm-hmm.
and you fill it with whipped cream,
mm-hmm.
and you put drops of different colors of food coloring, and you like swirl them around, and you put the eggs in it, and you like spin them around in it, and leave them in there for like half an hour or something, and then you wash them off, and there's like tie-dye print on them.
Mm.
It's really cool.
That's a great idea.
We should get some dye tomorrow. Do it.
Yeah. It's Easter. We're not going to the store.
But it's so cool.
Yeah. Hold up, take your glasses off.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you need this in this bed, do you? Alright,
I do.
Good night, my love.
I need to see my dreams.
I don't think you can do it with a light.
My dreams are going to be really dark.
They always are.
Yeah. More people will be pierced through fences and break their legs.
That's not a good idea. Alright, good night.
That was a horrible thing.
I love you. Alright.